Jordan acknowledges deporting Christians. A dock strike ends, but more threats concern a Haitian ministry. And an emergency ministry team diverts a suicide epidemic. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians in predominantly Muslim Jordan are facing a bit of uncertainty. This comes following Jordan's acknowledgement that they're expelling foreign Christians for preaching the gospel. This action's a surprise to many evangelicals, including Carlos with Partners International.
They're all been trying to really strike a balanced position between their internal security and everything else that is happening in the world. And I think in this particular case, they are taking a measure to extremes that we haven't seen before.
Carlos says churches have been closed, believers interrogated and deported, all to preserve peace between Muslims and Christians. Is it intended to be blatant persecution against Christians? Carlos says,
I wouldn't call it blatant persecution. I would just call it a desperate measure by a well-intended but ill-informed government.
This may be a sign of violence to come, which could affect tourism, says Carlos. Despite this, Partners has renewed their commitment to take the gospel to the Jordanian people. Next, For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says the dock strike is over in Haiti, but the government requires retroactive paperwork on the shipping containers that have been on the dock since October. That's created months of backlog. Worse yet,
they're doing it first container in, first out, which means that the food that we've got going in down there won't be able to come off of the wharf until all this Christmas stuff gets cleared out. So it could definitely have a major impact on our food program.
The backlog is strangling supply lines to Haiti. DeHart says this very well could hinder their evangelistic work because
it's going to be very, very difficult to minister to people that you're turning away because you don't have any food for them. So we are praying fervently that this stuff all gets released so that there's no gap in the food program, because if the food doesn't get in, then it's going to be mass starvation down there.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Christians are praising God for answered prayer today. Authorities in Eritrea released 35 evangelical Christians after holding them in custody for 6 weeks at a local police station. Compass Direct reports the 35 men and women had been worshiping at a private home on January 6th when the house was raided. The group was denied visitation rights while there. Official charges were never filed. Many Christians are still in prison. Pray that believers will be bold and that many will come to Christ despite the persecution. Meanwhile, a live television program in Lebanon is getting positive feedback from viewers who are glad someone's addressing disabilities. Sat7 airs the show called 1 Hour Is Not Enough every Sunday night. The show confronts problems facing the disabled in the Middle East and encourages the audience to be more inclusive and to address long-neglected issues. Pray the program will facilitate more supportive attitude toward people living with disabilities in the Middle East. And last fall, Ron Hutchcraft Ministries sent an emergency On Eagle's Wings team to the Rosebud Indian Reservation in Todd County, South Dakota. Craig Smith says a suicide epidemic there had reached alarming proportions with roughly 1,000 attempts in 2007. However, 2008's been a different story.
The local ministry partner that we worked with reported to us, he said, Craig, since the team has been here in November, December, the suicide rates just dropped off like 75%. And he said, praise God, this year, in the first 2 months of 2008, there hasn't been a single suicide on this reservation.
Smith says the team is made up of native young adults who connect in ways other teams can't.
We're just thrilled with the way God is using native youth that have come from the same pain-filled backgrounds that many of the youth we connect with on these reservations. God's using them, native youth, sharing the hope of the gospel with native youth, and native youth are responding in really unprecedented ways.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.